The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah divides up the parshiyos, the sections of Parshas Hazino into six sections, the shir into six sections. And the siman which they give, Chazal give for that is Haziv Loch, Hey standing for the word Hazino, and Zion standing for the Zichar Yom HaSoylam, etc. So these are the six sections which Chazal divided up. The Sepurno and Pasuk Zion and Zichar Yom HaSoylam explains the now there are other mandamrim how to make the divisions. That's the division that we go with. This is relevant for how we lay, but the more is actually the relevance was there was other purposes that they used Parshas Hazino for Kriya, for the Mamadas, etc. The Sepurno says that these divisions go like this. The first six psukim, which is Hazino, is an introduction to the Shira. But after that, the five sections read in the following way. The first section is the first of the five sections, that the Rosh Hashanah wanted this purpose to be for all, that all of mankind should come to the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rosh Hashanah bring the world to its purpose, to understand the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. That did not work. And the Rosh Hashanah took Klal Yisrael to become that nation, which will at least have that recognition. The second section of the five, Bereshit gave us the place where we're going to able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. The Klal Yisrael and the Eretz Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, however, rebelled against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they paid back Rav instead of Toiv, and therefore they're going to be punished. The third section is that because of this, that what we've done improperly, we're going to fall into the hands of the Rishoyim, and we're right to be totally destroyed, except for the Chil Hashem, which would come out of that. The fourth section is that the Rosh Hashanah gives explains the reasons why the Rosh Hashanah would be motivated to bring a Geula for Klal Yisrael. And the final section is the Rosh Hashanah tells about the process of the Geula and the Nekama Kodesh Baruch Hu will take against those which have irritated and attacked and caused pain to Klal Yisrael. And that is the five sections. So it's important for them to look at, to really think about, and then apply it into the psukim. It gives you an overview of everything which is happening. The Rashi point, as Rashi points out, that Hazino really was, that Moshe Rabbeinu is warning Klal Yisrael, calling the heaven and earth as to testimony, that we're warning Klal Yisrael that what you're going to do, this is what's going to happen. So when it does happen, they can't say we didn't realize, because they've been forewarned. And Shemayim and Oretz will actually act as Edom against them. We say, like, you know, Hechatesi, Shemayim and Oretz will act as the Edom. So therefore, it has to include in it everything which is going to happen. Ramban and Pasuk Mem says that really all of the Maros which are going to happen to Klal Yisrael are all included in Parshas Hazino. The Stipler says that a person who has, you know, challenges an emunah, he wants to be chazik as emunah, there's a skula, I want to call it a skula, there's a skula to read Parshas Hazino every day. I don't think it means to read Parshas Hazino, I think it means to contemplate Parshas Hazino and understands what it's about and the message which is there. And if a person would do that daily and see that all of history which is happening has been foretold beforehand, that the message is there, the Rosh Hashanah runs the world, that clarity would be mechazik our emunah tremendously. Have a good Shabbos.